Let's start at the top, where glaciers have been retreating since the 1960s.
But the pace of glacier retreat has really accelerated, and there's only a few glaciers left in Glacier National Park.
Lynn Ressler is an ecological biogeographer at Virginia Tech. She studies the highest mountains in the U.S. and how vegetation is changing way up there.
We're seeing things like trees becoming more susceptible to invasive species moving into places where they were not previously found.
Ressler's been studying the whitebark pine, which is what's called a keystone species. That's because it's key to the entire ecosystem it inhabits, an important protein source for grizzly bears. It shares a mutualistic relationship with birds, like the Clark's nutcracker, and supports many other species down the chain.
Changes are expected, but when we see cascading changes and cascading effects, we really have to start paying attention because it's more than just an impact on a single species.
It takes a trained eye and a lot of patience to document these changes because the effects of climate change are subtle and relatively slow. Ressler is not a climate scientist, but she has been studying these changes for a long time.
I remember my parents took me to Rocky Mountain National Park, and we drove above treeline, and I walked out there and I just felt like this was a completely different world. And at that moment, I said to myself, if I could research this or spend the rest of my life here, I would.
Most years, she takes teams of students to the highest peaks where they camp and record data. Not this year, but the pandemic has given her much needed time to go over her studies. And here's what she's finding.
We have seen what we call densification of the landscape, whereas the areas in between trees are filling in and becoming denser. And we expect that if the trend continues, we will see trees being able to establish in higher elevations where they weren't previously able to establish.
Ressler recently began studying mountains in West Virginia.
After extensive disturbance beginning in the late 1800s from agricultural land use, logging and logging associated fires shaped the characteristics of these systems.
Ressler says these disturbances threaten an important species in this area, the once abundant red spruce, found almost exclusively in the Appalachian Mountains, where the climate is relatively cool and wet.
Seeing red spruce is quite special to many people. It kind of makes you feel like you're somewhere else. So ultimately, I think climate change, specifically climate warming, is really stressing these mountain ecosystems, primarily because of the rate at which it is occurring.
From those highest mountains to the lowest coastal lands, landscapes are being remade. In our next report, we'll hear how coastal flooding is not only changing the landscape, but raising new questions for residents about whether to stay put or head for higher ground. In Blacksburg, I'm Robbie Harris.